This is Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. And it's a matter of historical record that capitalism's relationship with Puerto Rico has always been one of exploitation and plunder, while Hurricane Maria's winds roared across the island, destroying Puerto Rico's infrastructure, and in its wake, more than 3,000 people would die. So, too, are the evil winds of colonialism in the form of the U.S. Congress's imposition of its fiscal control board, a dictatorial junta, ravishing the island and threatening its people.
However, 1 year after Maria, the Puerto Rican diaspora is charting a new path forward, vibrantly proclaimed as hundreds gathered in Manhattan's Union Square for an event organized by a community-led initiative called #OurPowerPRNYC, created to call out injustices in the U.S. government's response to Maria. Again and again, speakers at the event called for the island's people to be able to chart their own future and escape the federal government's grip. They took to the mic calling to drop the debt, eliminate the Jones Act, a transition to renewable energy that leaves no resident behind, a Marshall Plan type effort to help Puerto Rico recover economically, and for self-determination of the island. In response, a voice in the audience called out, "We need independence. Say it. It's the only answer at this point."
The demands for sovereignty resonated with Englada as well. "It's independence for Puerto Rico," she said. "It's the only answer at this point now. Puerto Rico, a junta by any other name, or just like a tree standing by the water, we will not be moved. Puerto Rico, a nation of resilience and resistance."
Vamos a avanzar, vamos a bailar.
Libertad, libertad.
Ahí vamos a recordar.
Libertad, libertad.
Ahí recordar.
Libertad, libertad.
Ahí la libertad.
Libertad, libertad.
One more time. Abuela, dime lo que quieres.
I love my people. Let me hear you roar.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico no se vende. Puerto Rico se defiende. Puerto Rico no se vende. Puerto Rico se defiende.
My name is Elizabeth Yampierre, and I'm the executive director of UpRose. UpRose is Brooklyn's oldest Puerto Rican organization, founded in 1966. I'm really proud to be here today to show that those 3,000 lives and more were important to us. And so today we honor them, and we honor the resistance that is in the island, the people that are making sure that Puerto Rico is there 50 years from now, 100 years from now, and that we are an independent, sovereign nation.
Yeah!
So I'm gonna try to co-MC with a sister that I have a lot of love and respect for. So I want you to join me in welcoming Caridad de la Luz, warmly known as La Bruja. You know we like saying that. Caridad is a spoken word poet, an actor, a singer-songwriter, a community activist, born and raised in the Bronx. Her poetry explores social justice and New Yorkian reality. She has also shared her work on national networks and cultural institutions. As an actor, she has appeared on screen and on stage. Welcome, La Bruja.
Thank you so much. I came today for our people that passed away. I came today for remembrance and in homage of those. I'm gonna perform this poem for you. I wrote this when Oscar Lopez Rivera was still incarcerated. This is more relevant now than ever. And this is coming from the perspective of Puerto Rico, if Puerto Rico, the island, could speak. Puerto Rico me llaman. I am Puerto Rico. That is what you call me. Yo me llamo Puerto Rico. If you came from me, you will go from me. You will come to me. You will grow from me. Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Africa, Spain, Taino, Madre del Jibarito, defended por Albizu. I've made many sacrificios. A mí misma me critico. I have taught all of my people to turn the other cheek, though. I've been a refuge político to the French, the Dutch, the Spanish, the English, the Catholics, the soldiers, the tourists. I've treated everyone as equal, and now there is a war against all Puerto Ricans. We are fighting an elusive creature that owns me as its paraíso. ¿Cómo me explico? ¿A qué me califico? ¿Por qué me mortifico? I am not poor, but rico. We were offered fool's gold while they robbed us of a sharehold. While nacionalistas foretold the takeover of control, we danced and fell into the American mold. We warmed ourselves with tropical memories while facing the American cold. But what is untold, we will expose. There are no more cheeks to turn. Though the hypocrisy has left us holding two faces, we've been slapped with debt we didn't earn. Told to strap up our boots, but left without shoelaces. Not welcome in one, but living in two places. Between here and there is no place for me. Oh, say this rape culture, oh, say can you see? It is always to victim blame, so the truth you won't see. And they've asked me how I let it go this far. Beneath the shirt off my back that I gave are the scars. This patriotic love of one flag, this promised freedom of one star. While there's 50 United States, but not room for one more. My children since birth have been treated as whores. And what was mine, but mistaken as yours. Collectors of foreign sectors are banging down my door. And the first mass exodus was in the 50s. And we're witnessing the sequel, and it's 2018. And if you ask me right now what it is that I am thinking, I'm holding my people up to stop them from sinking. We would see the richness of my power if we started interlinking. And the colonial mindset would start collectively shrinking. So stand up, my children. We will always be connected. Por el cordón umbilical, maternar, por el ombligo, with my mangoes and my mangroves, yo los purifico. Los huracanes de Yokahu, yo los pacifico. Y las riquezas de Atabey, yo los multiplico. If you came from me, you will go from me. You will come to me. You will grow from me. Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico. We are not poor, but rico. We are not yours, but equal. Que viva nuestra gente y nuestra isla. Que viva. So before we continue, that we would like to take a moment of silence for those that passed. The official number is 4,695, but we all know that that is not the true number, because it's not just the storm that kills you, it's the effects, it's the neglect, it's the depression, it's the stress, the suicides. So if you can take a knee for our people, please do that if you're capable in this moment of silence to do that for our people. Thank you. I know those souls are with us today. I know they are.
I want you to put your fists up in the air now.
It's beautiful to be all inclusive and recognizing our history and our true traditions. Our next speaker, Miss Judy Sheridan Gonzalez, is the president of the New York State Nurses Association,
which is the largest nurses union, spearheading an active group within the union dedicated to social justice, uniting labor movements with community efforts. She is consistently creating social change. Judy Gonzalez.
Sisters and brothers, I want you to see these nurses in front. They are among the people, among us, who volunteered in Puerto Rico immediately after the storm, and since then, sending many medical brigades through the mountains of Utuado to the coastal lands where they were flooded. We saw the pockmarked mountains from the cordillera, from the landslides and the loss of trees. And we saw the areas that were flooded. And we also saw the terrible deaths, the morbidity, the disease that was totally preventable from what we could see, because there was no infrastructure, there was no healthcare system, there was no system to be able to take care of people. And the 5,000 deaths or more that we have heard, we think there are many more, not only immediately after a hurricane, but months afterwards, from the infections, from all the kinds of intestinal problems that we saw, from the bacterial infections from the water that was contaminated, where people had no water, had no food, had no way to survive, had no roofs, had no homes, had no jobs, had no money. So in the beginning, it was really a matter of just bringing food and water. Afterwards is when we saw the terrible health problems that people had. We found families so traumatized by the loss of their loved ones. Many people told us stories of watching their abuela take her last breath because they had no oxygen, they had no nebulizers, they had no electricity, they had no dialysis. And people buried the bodies in the backyards because there was no refrigeration for the dead bodies to be given a decent burial with dignity. That was what was happening in Puerto Rico. And even this day, people still do not have homes. There's many blue tarps sitting there without roofs. That is the neglect of the U.S. government and the crimes committed against the people of Puerto Rico, because I think it is criminal what's going on there. Our nurses and the many volunteers, and we were overwhelmed with volunteers. We couldn't even send as many people as we had, but many volunteers from a lot of the trade unions and a lot of the community organizations that went to Puerto Rico, and there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people who went, were just a band-aid on the festering wound that is left on the island from the hurricane and from the terrible austerity imposed by PROMESA, by the fiscal junta, and by the colonial situation of the island well before the hurricane. Who will speak here in the U.S. for the voiceless, for the many dead and buried in the hills of Puerto Rico, if not us? Who will speak? Who will expose these crimes against humanity perpetuated by a sociopathic mentality among hedge funds, bondholders, and speculators, and the politicians they control, who are salivating over the possibilities of lucrative investments by displacing thousands and destroying Puerto Rico, if not us? The neglect of Puerto Rico is only a chapter in its colonial exploitation by the U.S. government. This disaster, fomented by the global north's use of fossil fuels, serves an excuse for the corporate forces to privatize services, escalate repression, and impose greater austerity measures on the island. Being a witness to an ongoing disaster creates a moral imperative to speak up, to stand up, to act up, to walk out, to march, to educate, to promise that we won't rest until justice is served. Are you with us? Are you with us? Are you with us? All right.
Our next speaker is an organizer, independent journalist, a college professor, a mother, a wife, a leader who has dedicated her life to the movement of putting Puerto Rico on the map, Rosa Clemente.
Before Hurricane Maria and Hurricane Irma, Hurricane America hit Puerto Rico 120 years ago. We live in a country that values whiteness and white lies before they value black and brown lives. The people of Puerto Rico have been a people that have been sterilized, colonized, imprisoned, terrorized, assassinated, political prisoners. Why are they afraid of us? Why do they want to keep us a colony? Because they want to extract and extract so they will have a playground and have a Puerto Rico without Puerto Ricans. And the only way we can stop that by not waiting for a political party, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, the Green Party, to do the right thing. We have to organize in ways that we have never organized before and in ways that we have not imagined before. This requires that we pass down our history of not just oppression, but of resistance to younger Puerto Ricans when they come out the womb till the day they leave this planet. It took me growing up in the Bronx to go to college to find out why Puerto Rico was a colony or why we had political prisoners. Why were my parents afraid to talk about Albizu Campos or Independistas? Because my parents saw what happened to freedom fighters on the island, right? The oppression that we have been under, that we have a government that lies about how many people died, but we also have a governor of Puerto Rico, Jose Joe, that is corrupt and has been lying and whose interests lies with private taxation and not with the people of Puerto Rico. It's not 3,000 deaths. When the story is told, it could be closer to 5,000, 6,000, 7,000. We have to have requiem. We can never forget. We have to build in the diaspora. And for the young people who are Boricua, don't let you not being able to go to the island or never be there disconnect you. That's what colonization does. It wants us not to love our people on the island, and it tells us who live here that we have nothing to do with what's going on the island. But we are a people of humanity and resistance. And the fight against white supremacy is not here. It's a global fight. This system is coming fast and hard against us. So we must organize fast and hard against the system. Que viva Puerto Rico libre! Que viva Puerto Rico libre! Que viva Puerto Rico libre!
Thank you, Hermana Rosa. Our next speaker, a constitutional and civil rights attorney focusing on equality and non-discrimination of marginalized communities of color, a lecturer of Puerto Rican and Latino rights issues, specializing on the impacts of mass incarceration. Please welcome Juan Cartagena.
Mi gente, today our staff is in Puerto Rico doing what we're doing here. Our staff is in Orlando doing what we're doing here. Our staff has been in New York doing what we're doing here. All over this country, people are rising up today, especially in every Puerto Rican neighborhood that you can imagine. I started the day with a small group of people in front of 26 Federal Plaza naming the names out loud of the people we had names and documentation that have passed and died in this hurricane. Out loud to name their names, because we know in nuestras tradiciones, we have to keep those names alive because we keep their memories alive. So this organization that I run has been able to go to court to get FEMA to do what it has to do, to get Florida to provide assistance to Puerto Rican voters, to make sure that those magic words of the Constitution ring true for us. But I'm gonna end with one historical analogy. If you're close enough to see what I'm wearing on my chest, then you can see that I'm wearing the symbol of the Nationalist Party of Puerto Rico.
That's right.
Also in black and white, just like the beautiful black and white colors you are wearing today. Back in the 1930s in Ponce, Puerto Rico, a white boy who was a colonel in the U.S. Army ordered the massacre of peaceful protesters. And the people who brought out and executed that order were Puerto Ricanos in the service of that white man. In many ways, what happened in Puerto Rico and Ponce, the Ponce massacre, happened again after Hurricane Maria. We have a complete disregard by white supremacists in the White House. We have his orders being carried out by a local puppet government.
Yeah.
And the toll is on innocent people. So, mi gente, we will be behind you. We are with you. We will fight for you in the courts. But what we need is more of this. And what we need is more elevation of the names of God and the promises of what we have tomorrow. Que viva Puerto Rico!
Thank you, Juan.
Gracias, Juan Cartagena. Our next speaker has dedicated her life to fight for the independence of Puerto Rico and for the freedom of its political prisoners. She was a major organizer that led to the freedom of Oscar López Rivera and has co-founded a call to action on Puerto Rico, denouncing the colonial crisis. Lourdes García, better known as Lulu.
Compañeros and compañeras, we know that we are facing a brutal colonial reality. That is what Maria laid bare for all of us. We have had 120 years of nonstop exploitation and oppression. Today, the U.S. government talks about loans. It talks about aid. We do not want loans. We want reparations. Reparations for 120 years of colonialism. Reparations for the bombing of Vieques and Culebra. Reparations for the over 5,000 people that died during Maria. Reparations for the political prisoners we have had through the decades. Reparations for the Puerto Rican women that were sterilized. Reparations for the labor leaders that have been put in jail through the decades. Reparations for the independentistas and activists that were killed by this country and by the colonial administrators of the United States through the decades. The United States does not owe us loans. It owes us our lives. It owes us for everything that has happened in Puerto Rico. The continued contamination right now by the cenizas, the toxic waste that they dumped in Puerto Rico, in Peñuelas and Guayama. Those toxic ashes were spread all over. We don't even know what long-term repercussions they will be when those ashes flew all over our land, flew all over the waters of Puerto Rico. And today our people are trying to grow stuff on those contaminated lands. Our struggle is a struggle for independence. It brings into question unconditional support for our people who are struggling in Puerto Rico. One of the things that I hate is when our people take to the streets, we get people in this country talking about, oh my God, we can't tolerate the violence. But what about the violence of police that are paramilitary police, that are armed to the teeth, that come out in our demonstrations that are meant to be peaceful and come out with pepper spray, with mace, with guns to attack working people that are demanding their rights? So when our people pick up a rock and throw a rock or throw a bottle of water, who's being violent? And who is responding to what? We are responding to a capitalist state violence that is visited upon us. We must support our people. We must support the young people that are in the streets. We must demand the unconditional freedom of Nina Gross, one of the activists who was arrested last year. We must support the Federation of Teachers that have been out there struggling. We must support the young people from Jornada Se Acabaron Las Promesas. We must support every type of political and community organizational projects that are happening in Puerto Rico as our people attempt to be self-sustaining. We must support the self-sustaining efforts of our people. And that means we cannot be conditional with that support. It must be unconditional, because what comes next is our freedom. And our freedom cannot be conditioned. Our freedom must happen now. Muchas gracias.
Saturday, October 6th at 1 p.m. at Sunset Park, Brooklyn, there will be a Pro Libertad Freedom campaign for the Puerto Rican political prisoners, nuestras prisioneras that are still incarcerated, Ana Belén Montes and Nina Dros Franco. So please keep that in your calendars for October 6th. I give you Elizabeth now.
So mi gente, el desastre real en la colonia.
The real disaster is the colony. And I'd like to share with you specifically what people in Puerto Rico have said to us is a priority. So these are their demands. The people of Puerto Rico have made it clear they demand respect, equity, and the upholding of civil and human rights, especially those of women, children, our elders, and the LGBTIQ communities. Sustainable and renewable infrastructure and systems that are focused on environmental and climate justice. A public audit of the debt that is not facilitated and controlled by the Fiscal Oversight Board and its many conflicts of interest. This includes bringing those responsible to justice. Okay, and these are my favorite ones, so get ready for these, because I like these. Decolonization in all its forms and systems, political, economic, cultural, social, and ideological. The diminishment of a person is an act of violence. The displacement of a human being is an act of violence. Que viva Puerto Rico libre.
Eso. All right. My name is Noel Quiñones.
I'm Denise Froman.
And we are two of the three organizers of hashtag Poets for Puerto Rico, started by Willy Perdomo. It is a movement of asking ourselves, what is our talent? What is the thing that we are passionate about? And how can we help La Isla? We are a diasporic movement from across the states. And we want to make this movement as big as possible and to ask ourselves, how can our art help La Isla in any way possible? And so please, you want to look up the hashtag Poets for Puerto Rico and follow us and support the movement. Thank you. For La Isla and for the Bronx. Affirmación. Hoy estoy cantando mi canto. Escúchame desde el barrio al campo. Todo me dice, tú hablas con una lengua blanca, blanco, blanquito. Este Spanglish resides in my ego. Recuerdas cuando mis abuelas brought a boogaloo. Boogie down Bronx, a statement to how we come through. Remix. No me gusta. It ain't you who you. Bringing preguntas muy específicas. Mi acento no es típico. Nació en Puerto Rico, pero grew up to shave the streets incognito. My throat is a razor tip, the sequel old steeple. To pry open your mouth and remove words like Latino. Porque otra vez quieres cambiar el nombre de my people. My people made the grave a temple, the dust a song, the hurricane a palanda singing El jodio está. El jodio está. Y en por la maceta vamos a gozar, huepa, huepa, huepa. Vamos a gozar, huepa, huepa, huepa. Thank you, familia. Please, hashtag Poets for Puerto Rico, follow us. I think our future's in good hands.
You've been listening to part one of Puerto Rico, A Junta by Any Other Name. Tune in next week for part two.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.